You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
your new BFF, Tamara Judge.
Tamara Judge. And we have Candy Burris on today, which we are so excited about. She has been on 12 seasons of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Not to mention, she is a Grammy Award winning and recipient of the ASCAP Songwriter of the Year Award and has written hit songs for Pink, Whitney Houston, Destiny's Child, NSYNC, Mariah Carey, Usher, Alicia Keys, Boys II Men, and TLC. But
her resume is huge.
I know. It's almost as big as ours, Tam.
Yes.
Yeah. But Candy and the Gang premiered March 6th on Bravo. Make sure you guys tune in. Let's bring her in. Hi.
Hi, Candy.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, she got the Marisol cup.
Oh, no. The jingling cup around.
Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We are good. A little tired.
Yeah, I got home from LA this morning.
Oh,
this morning. Red eye.
Your red eye, yes.
Oh my God. Thank you even more for being here today because I think I would have been.
And you look stunning. We already did your intro and everything, so we'll just get right into it. Congratulations on the launch of your new show, Candy and the Gang, premiered.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can we start with a little rapid fire questions about some of the people on Candy and the Gang?
Okay, let's go.
Okay. For Mama Joyce and your aunts.
Uh-huh.
All right. Who's the funniest?
Bertha.
Who would make the best housewife?
My mama.
Yeah. Who's the best cook?
Aunt Nora, but they all cook great.
All right, and who's the shadiest?
Ooh, my mama. That's why she would make a great housewife.
I love your mama.
All right, and who would you be most scared to mess with?
My mama or Aunt Nora, because they will fight.
Oh my gosh.
So good. All right. Well, while we were watching it, we were thinking, were you hesitant at all to do anything with your family like this?
Yes, of course, a little bit. You know, I know how crazy things can be in my family, especially at the restaurant with some of the other people that's on the show. But at the same time, I was excited about it because I'm excited for them to get their opportunity to shine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Just think about it. Like, for years, I've been doing my thing and my family has been supporting me and they always been there to, you know, have my back or whatever. But it's like now I get to use my platform, my situation to give them the platform to shine. And that's dope to me.
Now, how long has your restaurant been open?
4 years.
4 years. I didn't know that. Do you have one or two?
Oh my gosh. Now we have 3 Old Lady Gangs and 1 Blaze Steak and Seafood.
Okay. You're going to bring them out to Orange County?
Yeah. Can you? Not yet. We still need to get it together here in Atlanta. We still try to fix things.
It looks like you got it together.
And how did you guys make it through the pandemic so well? Like what was the most challenging part? And
well, okay, so here in Atlanta, things didn't really shut down like everywhere else. It only shut down for maybe a month and a half, I would say. But, you know, people were still coming out and still, you know, supporting the restaurant. The problem is we could hardly find anybody to work in the restaurant. So it was like, you got people coming, but you don't have enough people to, you know, take care of them. And then there goes the bad reviews. You know, the other people feel like they're overworked because it's only a few of them and they got attitudes all day. So,
oh my gosh. Well, nobody should be able to write a review during the pandemic. That was just, the whole world was upside down. They don't count.
We all get a little touchy during the pandemic too. I've noticed like being jumpier on things that normally I would like, I'm like, what?
Right, exactly.
my kids say one thing, what?
Yeah. As a small business owner myself, like we had to totally change our business model. And I'm sure you had to too. Did you do like a lot of takeouts, things like that?
We were trying to do takeout and trying to do more of like setting up our Uber Eats. It was so funny because we didn't even have our Uber Eats and some of the other like DoorDash. It wasn't even set up before. We finally had to say, okay, we need to set this stuff up. Like, who can help us?
I mean, everybody's running their business different now.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
For anyone who is saying, is this similar to Vanderpump Rules? What would you say the biggest difference between your show and Vanderpump Rules?
Well, the major difference on our show is that it's family involved. So like, you know, when you have your family working at a restaurant, it's automatically different. You know what I mean? Like everything 100%. Goes way crazier. And then on top of that, like, I don't think a lot of people notice we have more men on our show than pretty much any other show on Bravo. Like most of the time when you talk about reality, it's mostly women, you know, maybe a couple of guys sprinkled here and there, but we have a lot of guys on our show.
How do you keep a professional with all the family? Because families fight and argue. You can't do that with a regular employee.
We don't.
Good to know. Good to
it's
know.
Always unprofessional. It is a whole problem.
How do you and Todd handle things differently? Like, is one of you the peacemaker, the other, like?
I would be the peacemaker. I feel like I'm more patient. I'm more compassionate with, like, you know, trying to, you know, give them a little grace when they're messing up. You know what I mean? Whereas Todd, he's like, they need to go. Let's fire them. I'm like, dude, you cannot fire everybody. That's not going to work.
Now, who runs the business? Do both of you and Todd? Or like, because I started a business with my husband and a year into it, I'm like, it's yours. Take it. I can't work with you. You're not fun.
Well, we allow each other to do what we need to do. Meaning, he's more so on top of the numbers, making sure that, you know, our costs are low and everything that's happening as far as the budget is concerned. I'm more so the one that's checking reviews, making sure things are right, making sure the food quality is on point. But, and then we also have like our management team that we rely heavily on. And Don Juan, I say, we are always in need of him to be helping us with everything we're doing.
And then how do you not take it home? Like if something in any of your businesses, how do you let it go? Like, how do you leave it work or do you not?
We're good at communicating, but we definitely have moments where we bump heads, especially like sometimes I feel like he goes a little too hard on some of my family members. And that's when Todd and I bump heads. Yes.
And what's your, I mean, I know on Housewives, it's one thing, but when I know when my husband upsets me, he will kind of just say it, whatever it is, and I will fester and hold on to it and then use it later.
Hold a grudge.
Hold a grudge.
What's your sign?
I'm Cancer.
Okay, I'm a Taurus and I could do that too. Like I kind of like try to keep it to myself until I just explode.
I forget. I'm a forgetter. I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. That was so 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, I get so angry. Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm good at moving past things with my husband, not with most people, though.
True. Yeah. Can you guys go to sleep angry, or can you, like, for me, I like to work through it and then go to sleep. I can't fall asleep if I feel like there's something lingering.
No, I can go to sleep on it, but he wants to talk it through. He likes to talk. I'm just gonna act like it never even happened, because once I said what I said, I'm done. Like, I don't have anything else to go back and forth with you about. You're not going to change my mind. And he's kind of like that too. So I'm like, okay, we're gonna have to agree to disagree, because I don't know how else to do this.
So how did filming this show compared to filming The Housewives?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, when we're doing The Housewives, it feels like it's a constant, like, I already know I'm going to be attacked. You know, like, you got to be on guard. You got to be ready. Because, you know, somebody is like, I'm automatically.
I know it's coming from somewhere.
You're being shady automatically just because this is Housewives. So yeah, it's a different feeling. Whereas I feel like with Candy and the gang, it's more like, we're just having fun. We're living our lives. It's just that, you know, I just have a crazy bunch of people that naturally, that's who they are.
Now, you're the longest running cast member on Atlanta, right?
Yes. 12, but we finished filming season 14. So now that would be 13 seasons for me.
12 for me.
And how were you originally cast?
You said, how was I originally cast? Mm-hmm. I was told, like, well, Derek J, I don't know if you remember him from back in the day. He was just like, hey, Candy, you know, I know they're looking for new Housewives for season 2 of Housewives here in Atlanta. He was like, and I'm going to tell them to call you because they need somebody with their own money. And I was like, I'm already doing something. And he was like, I'm going to tell them to call you anyway. I said, okay, whatever. The other thing I was working on fell through. And they reached out to me and I was like, okay, I'll talk to them. But honestly, I did not think that I would be a part of it this long. Like, I didn't really think that this would be a major part of my life.
I didn't think anybody could think that a reality show could be on that long. So Housewives has been on 16 years now. It's a long time for a reality show. Do you just keep waiting for it to end? Like, is this the last year? Or do you ever get to the point where you're over it? Like, I'm just over it.
I've had moments where I felt like I was over it. Definitely. I mean, the whole situation with Phaedra in that year, I definitely was over it.
speaking of Phaedra, I just did the ultimate girls trip with Phaedra and Eva. And I mean, we won't even go into that because I don't know what your relationship is with them.
I'm not gonna get any of your business. Yeah. Don't you get in mine.
I'm like, I don't want to throw any shade to either. They're lovely to me, but
good for you.
How that goes.
Love Eva.
Let's see what the interviews are like.
I love Eva.
She's so sweet, beautiful. We were just staring at her. I'm like, she's like an angel. Just such a beautiful porcelain face. Just stunning, and just a good heart.
If you could bring back anybody from Atlanta from the past, who would it be?
I would say bring back Cynthia. Like, I love Cynthia. I think that she is such a wonderful person all around. And I think that she did bring a lot to the show, and I don't feel like people give her enough credit for it. You know what I mean?
We had her on the other day.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's my girl.
We had to ask her, we're like, hey, so we saw the clickbait about Candy saying, and she was like, I know, but that's what it is.
She asked me about it the other day. I was like, friend, I love you to death, but this is going to be a good season. I don't know what to tell you.
I love it. Let's take a quick little break and then we'll come back and we're going to ask some fan questions.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out sleep gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free. Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. It takes so much time out of your day, and you may cut yourself by accident. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Not only do I love my Nair, my daughter Slate does as well. My mom used to let me Nair when I was her age, but it was not the best smell back then. But now, Nair smells so dang good. Nair will save so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams.
Like I said, they all smell amazing.
My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. I also recommend the Nourishing Oat Milk and Vanilla Body Cream. I swear, the scent lasts on your body for hours. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
All right, we're back. And the one thing about twats is that's if you see Tam's background, that's what we're called here because of her accidental doing
what? it was supposed to, okay. I was trying to do my own do it yourself nonsense. And I thought that I would hashtag two T's. And I put it up there with double sided tape and it spelled out twats. And I'm like, oh shit, do I keep it? So we just embraced it and went with it. And
okay, twat.
Twat.
Okay, so just call us a twat if any of these really piss you off.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first time I was called a twat.
But it's not necessarily our fault because, you know, they're from the Instagram, okay?
Okay, but we had a lot of questions from the Instagram as well, from fans.
First and foremost is, did you ever receive all compensation deserved on Don't Be Tardy?
Oh God, that is well, no.
I mean, did you even make money off that?
I got a little money from it, a little bit. I think I don't really. I'm not holding any grudges with Kim about the situation because I really, honestly, when I look back at the situation, it was really my job for us to put in writing exactly what we said we was gonna agree to. You know what I mean? Like. The thing about it was, you know, she feels like she was just paying us for the publishing on the song, whereas we agreed to split it three ways because we never even gave her the rights to put the song out. You know what I mean? Like on paper, because we thought we was just doing a handshake agreement. You get what I'm saying? But I think overall, you know, I just think overall, it was really my responsibility to make sure we put it in writing exactly how we should have done it. Cause people fall out about business and you feel like when you're going into something, you don't think that you're going to fall out. You know, you think you're going to be on the same page and it just doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Another fan question, was anyone from your family hesitant about shooting the show and who was most excited?
Okay. So the whole family, everybody, my family and the cast that are not family, all of them were super excited about doing the show. Like they were hyped, you know? But I think there was a moment when my cousin Patrick almost wanted to back out because he thought that it was going to cause problems in his relationship or make him look crazy.
And did it?
I don't think so. I mean, we're still watching. I mean, I think him and his girl they're still together. I hope that they're doing great.
So do you have a total of 10 episodes?
Yeah. Well, as far as they told me, yeah.
And this is your seventh spinoff?
I think it's six.
Six? Congratulations.
Well, all of them weren't necessarily, they're not all spinoffs. Most of them were specials. Always ask me like, well, you never had a special. Okay, so first of all, our wedding special is the highest rated spinoff special of any person on Bravo that had a spinoff. It was like averaging like 2.4
million. Well, thank you very much.
I was gonna say, go pick rocks, Tamara.
Man, love you. But so people were like, why would they keep giving to you? Well, because a lot of them,
because it's working.
Yeah, they really will. We had you know, we had the wedding, we had Candy ski trip with my family, then I had my group escape. We had you know, our season. We had the Candy Factory was a competition show. It wasn't reality. Then we had Candy's Candy Coated Nights, which is more of a talk show. So those two, I don't necessarily always count them as, because they're not reality.
Are these shows that you pitch or they come to you? Bravo comes to you or do you pitch it to them?
We pitched to them. Well, I pitched to them. Well, Candy Factory, I pitched. That was the first one that I did. And then I pitched it myself. And then when my husband and I got together, you know, obviously we pitched stuff together. He was a producer, so it was kind of easy to.
Do you have your own production company?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We both have production companies, but we do stuff together.
Yeah. It's smart.
And have you ever had a musical artist that was so hard to work with, they should be considered as a housewife? sounds like.
Yeah.
Do we get any more clues?
Nah, I'm not going there.
You're smart.
All right, give us this. Within how many years?
Stop.
Teddy won't stop. She won't stop. Just let it go.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Marlo finally getting a peach?
I was happy that she got her peach until she started coming for me.
She does not.
No, she definitely came for me this season. You guys will see it soon enough. But yeah, I think I was like the main one like rooting for her to get a peach. I was like, yo, like what is taking so long? She deserves a peach.
She forgot where she came from.
Nah, like that. I don't feel like anybody owes me anything or anything like that. But I just was like, dang, like how she gonna come for me? But yeah, it's cool. We made up.
Did you watch Cynthia on Big Brother?
Yeah, well, I didn't see every episode, but I did see a few. And I was like, Cynthia, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, because you know how to play the game.
Yeah, you were. I did all of my research before I went into Big Brother. I watched your season and I was like, Candy is so good. Like, because you were so good at just staying in the middle.
You know, the funny thing was, when I went in there, I really didn't know how to play the game either. But I mean, I soon picked up on it. But I think the thing about it for me is like, yeah, no, I was trying to be neutral, but I definitely recognized when certain people were like, okay, this person really needs to go.
Yeah. That's the end of that. Would you say that Housewives was harder or Big Brother to film?
Oh, Big Brother.
Me too. That's what I think too. And I was only there, you know, between quarantine and actually filming 18 days. But how long were you there?
I was there the whole time. I made it all the way to the last day, and it was so tough just because you're away from your family. You know, you can't call anybody. You don't know what's going on. You're stuck in a house full of people that's just trying to get rid of you every day. You know, the competitions weren't easy for me because I'm not that athletic. I was just like, this is torture.
It sounds miserable.
And then a lot of people in our house weren't really getting along. So it was like, it was drama.
Our house was not getting along either. It's funny how little they show on the actual show.
I never watched my season. I never went back and watched it.
I didn't
want to know what they were saying about me. I didn't want to know.
Well, it's really, the live feeds are where it's really bad.
That's what I heard. I never watched it though.
People were DMing me clips after I left. I mean, because I know that you're friends with Todrick, right?
Yeah.
So it got pretty bad in there with him on the live feeds and people.
That's what people are saying. And I never watched. I don't watch live feeds. So I don't know what he said on the live feed. I do not know. And people are like, you should never be friends with him. But I'm like.
But isn't he just playing a game?
I mean, here's the problem. This was the actual issue. It's yes, you should be playing a game, but I think in Big Brother, it's a little bit different than Housewives, where you got to keep those personal attacks away. Right. I mean, I don't think that's
was
the
he
place
personally
for
it. Attacking you.
I got the least of it, but like Shayna Mokler got a lot, Chris Kirkpatrick got a lot. And he would kind of set people up against each other, but in a very personal way.
But like, the setup is supposed to happen, and that's what I didn't understand. Because
right, but you don't need to slut. Like, you don't need to slut shame somebody, and you don't need to
slut shame somebody.
Yes, he slut shamed somebody. He went after somebody's parenting. He brought up racial tensions that
maybe
didn't exist.
Maybe he was just tired. Maybe he was having a bad day.
Things.
Maybe he was trying to win at all times.
He was trying to win.
No, I'm just saying he made it all the way to the end. And realistically, it seemed like from the episode that I saw, like he helped Cynthia make it pretty far too, because at times it seemed like she would have been gone if he wouldn't have intervened and twisted people's brains. But
yeah,
at the end, I was like, okay. Like I said, I didn't watch any of the live feeds, so I don't know any of the personal jabs or stuff that went on. But I was like, wow, like I thought that a lot of people didn't like Misha either. And so I was shocked that nobody voted for him except for Cynthia.
I only watched a few episodes. I didn't care for her.
The difference is Misha was straight to your face, kind of her intentions and how she was. And Todrick really, I mean, he was the one laying next to you in bed at night, holding your hand, talking about how you're great friends.
Oh, he's good at the game.
Yeah, so, he was great at the game.
Yeah,
man, I think the problem is, and this is no offense to any of you guys, but I think a lot of people go into the house not realizing that people are going to play up under you to get what they want. You know what I mean? Like everybody, like one thing that I felt about you guys this season, you guys were, to me, except for what you're saying about Todrick or whatever, for the most part, everybody was being very nice to each other. Our season to me wasn't like that.
I mean, in the house, it wasn't like that at all. So that's they showed a very glossed over version of, okay. I mean, there were arguments, there were people yelling at each other. I mean, dramatic fights inside the house.
Oh, okay. Well,
so, we didn't see it. Okay. Speaking of being cameras 24/7, would you do girls trip?
I wouldn't be mad at doing a girls trip. I wouldn't be against it. They did talk to me, I guess, when they were doing the first one. But I was still filming The Chi, and then I went into Candy and the Gang. So I wasn't able to be a part of it. That was last summer, I guess. Yeah. I wasn't able to do it. But I wouldn't say that I would never do it if they asked me. I don't know. Time didn't permit.
Is there anybody that they'll you ask would you. Love? Yeah, of course you. They're going to ask you. Yeah. Is there anybody you'd love to do it with and anybody you're like 1 million percent now?
I can think of one no.
Ooh, who would be your no?
No, your no. I can think of one no for you. Well, for me, there's definitely no's out there. I mean, I didn't want to do it with Brandy because Brandy and I weren't getting along and she was blasting me in the press and we ended up getting along. But we ended up getting along. Really? Well, it was rocky first few days. There was a lot of FUs, but we ended up getting along. So you never know.
I don't know. Like, I think the two of the people that I would have liked to have done it with already did it, Kenya and Cynthia. So,
true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you have your plate so full. Like, how can you do anything else?
I'm not rushing to make that happen.
Do you have any new music coming out?
You know, I do have some music and that I've just been sitting on, honestly. And I was thinking about, like, dang, I should drop some records right now. But I don't know. Like, I don't know. I need to put, like, a real plan behind it. I just don't want to just throw it out there without a real plan.
Yeah.
Well, if you come up with anything for the twats, neither of us can really sing. And we are.
That's a big I can't do.
The twats. Okay.
Any good jingles
for our intro song?
People pay you more than the Don't Be Tardy you didn't get paid for. I mean, no, you are incredible. We are such big fans, not only of your music, but the type of housewife you are, your new show. And
thank you.
When does Atlanta come out? Couple months, right?
They didn't give us the exact date yet.
Oh, you don't have an exact date. Yeah,
I just know they keep saying soon, but I don't know.
Well, you are a trooper for being here after the red eye.
Yes.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes,
and thank you. Fun. Any teases you want to leave us with before we about next season of Atlanta before we go?
That is lit. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I can't wait for it.
No, it's funny. I mean, a lot of people thought it was going to suck just because we lost two peaches, you know, and I did too. I thought it was going to suck. I was like, oh God, what are we doing? But it actually turned out really, really good. And I can't wait for people to see it.
Good.
Awesome. Well, we can't wait either. We'll be talking about it over here.
Yes. And thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thanks. See you guys.
Bye, Candy.
Bye.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.